been interested in photography since I was about 7 years old, and used to go out with my father. He used to photograph, and at the same time I then started with a little camera as well, and I've just carried on since then. I love it. My first camera was a little Instamatic, and I remember it was print film, of course, nothing digital at all. And this little Instamatic camera lasted for about 3 years for me. It was great, and then I just moved on from there. The thing I love photographing most of all is landscape, and particularly mountainous landscapes. I try and get across with my photos the colour, I like clarity, and what I find now with digital photography is you can do so much more, because you have the lateral ability to process in software essentially what you used to be able to do in a Lightroom. Now you're using software. I've always loved Tolkien, always been interested in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and came up with the idea of creating a book on the landscapes for the Lord of the Rings, so people could go and visit. And it was from there that I really moved into that of travelling around, and was lucky enough to be able to spend time on set for Lord of the Rings, and then came up with the idea of creating a book about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and was allowed to be on set for that as well, and photographed through the entire process of making the film The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I also worked on a film called The Water Horse that was filmed in New Zealand, in the South Island and in Scotland. So I photographed the behind the scenes on that as well. Well, I first met Peter Jackson after I came up with the idea, and that was just after the release of The Fellowship of the Ring. So obtained approval through New Line Cinema and HarperCollins to create the book, and moved on from there. Hobbiton and Matamata are probably two very similar things, because the landscape of the Shire is rolling English countryside, and here in Matamata you have that. And the people that work in this town very much are rural based. It's an agricultural centre in this part of New Zealand, so in a lot of ways it in fact echoes what hobbits do and what the Shire is. So I have a Hobbit location guidebook. It's going to be coming out in December 2014. So that's after the release of the third film. And we'll have all the locations for those three films. They're all different places in New Zealand. So again, it's opening up the landscape, the country of New Zealand, to people that love the films and the ability to see different places. I spend a lot of time in England. I love the English landscape. And Europe I enjoy as well. I'm spending time in Norway again this year, and I'll be back there next year. I think Norway is one country that in a lot of ways is similar to New Zealand with that mountainous landscape. The one thing that New Zealand doesn't have that you have in France and Europe in particular is older buildings, and that's what I love, older architecture. That's one thing you can't enjoy in New Zealand. So I love going through Europe and seeing that in particular, the history over thousands of years that can be seen there. I love Paris. I was in Paris just last year for the fifth time, and just walking the streets, walking the history, seeing the landscape, which is so totally different to New Zealand. The buildings, the way Parisians are so proud of their city, I really enjoy. But I also enjoy the food. The food and wine is fantastic. But it's that sense of history of being somewhere that has been a city for over 2,000 years I love. My favourite location in New Zealand, I think, is Glenorchy in the South Island. And that's about a 50-minute drive from Queenstown. It was seven different locations in The Lord of the Rings. But if I could retire and live somewhere, it would be Glenorchy. And my second favourite, almost equal, is a little town called Middlemarch, which is about an hour's drive from Dunedin. And it's a very sparse landscape of rocks and amazing skies. In the first Hobbit film, in The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, it's where you see the Hobbit and the dwarves being chased by the orcs towards Rivendell. And it's these amazing stacked stones with beautiful landscape skies. That's my other favourite place. I have got some new projects underway. I'm working on two, possibly three films in Norway. And at the same time, I'm now working on a film called Glastonbury Isle of Light. And that's the story of Joseph of Arimathea taking the Holy Grail from Jerusalem through to England, to Glastonbury, the Isle of Light. And we're starting shooting on that film next year. I'll be the stills photographer for that film, as well as creating some guidebooks and scenic books related to that. So again, all to do with film tourism, my love.